I am not wholly one with ISKCON. I have got some independent consideration. ISKCON as well as Prabhupada.
Mainly Prabhupada. So that although you are very good friends and you are friendly even before Prabhupada took initiation and after, and even after.
And I consider him as Shaktavish.
Right.
Still, there are some points of difference.
So I was wondering, Maharaj, and what is the difference?
Points of difference, maybe as far as I can guess, he had attraction for the Sakkha Rasa, but mine is towards Madhura Rasa. One thing. Then, this is the main thing. Then he came to me for consultation several times. I gave him the idea of building and the plan of building the temple here according to Bhagavad Bhagavatam. He accepted. Then when he was very seriously ill in America, he gave a letter to me, what to do. Should I die working here, or I shall go back to India? I plainly told him, no, you die working there. He asked my thought, my opinion, and what I told, he accepted. Then he consulted with me some other points also about the preaching, how it should be done. But of course, he dismissed other god brothers, but he did not make any unfavorable remark about me. I was open to him always with my views. In his lecture in Mayapur, he plainly told it, perhaps that had been taped.
Yeah, he found a tape also. Dhirakshishna Maharaj.
There he told, after the lecture was delivered by Govinda Maharaj, my disciple, Govinda Maharaj told him his lecture that he looks at me like a child, like his child, and he looks at my Guru Maharaj as Shiksha Guru. And after that, when he delivered his finishing lecture, he accepted totally. That what Govinda Maharaj has told, it is true. I look at him as my child, and I look at his Guru, Sridhar Maharaj, as my Shiksha Guru. And he gave joy, Om Vishnupad, in my name, beginning with Om Vishnupad, which is generally done only to Guru. Of course, I could not take it very happily, but still he told it. But I always wanted to, as I told you all, wait and see. And there is the constitution, it's called the body. So we should not neglect it. If it becomes weak, then there will be a loss to the whole ISKCON, whole mission, division, all these. So try if we can, ISKCON can accommodate you all. and little generously that I wanted. But if it is not possible in particular cases, then what to do? We have already done that. We tried our best to follow the combined attempt after Prabhupada. But when that was not possible, gradually we have to come out in different parts and to go on with our own way. Because we could not neglect our conscience. Vishwami Maharaj also, he knew all these things. But he is. The long and the short is this, that I do not want to disturb this ISKCON movement, but I cannot deny myself. That is the position of mine. And I don't like any disturbance may be created in the mission of Swami Maharaj by me, because I was not very eager to preach in my whole life of a preacher. That was not a very big tendency in me to preach. I don't like to come in hitch with the movement, such a big movement, all worldwide movement. I don't like to be a party to stand against. It is my goodwill. But still, I cannot deny myself that what I understand to be the best, I, if necessary, I must say that bravely. That is my position, whatever it may be. But I don't like to create any disturbance, not to the propaganda of any other God brothers, what to speak of Swami Maharaj, who has shown such a wonderful propagating capacity in the world. I don't want to relish that thing. But still, the difficulty is that I cannot deny myself.